Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you back. So I have a fun reader tag for you. This was created by Bree from Falling for Romance. She has an Instagram account, a blog, and a podcast. And so I love that she just did this reader tag with her best friend, Sarah, for her podcast, Categorically Romance. And I was like, oh my gosh, why I haven't done this in the show? I think this will be a lot of fun. So there's a set of questions that I'm going to answer. And I'm going to give you some recommendations and some history about how it gets to know me as a romance reader. And so let's dive into it. So the first question is, what is your romance origin story? So I always like romantic elements. I read YA growing up. I read Sweet Valley High, Babysitter's Club, and I love Sweet Valley High because it was like Todd Wilkins, like Ken, or I don't even remember his name. But those male characters were like falling in love with Jessica and Elizabeth, and I was like, oh my gosh, trash for it. And then I grew up to Chick Lit, which was Bridget Jones's Diary, Jemima Jay by Jane Green, and Good and Bad by Jennifer Weiner. And I just loved the romantic elements of that, but I did not realize there was a genre dedicated for romance. And so over the years, I was a reader. I lived in New York, and so I read during my commute into the subway. I had like the first couple of years I had an hour commute, and so I was reading or I was watching TV because it was a time where you can watch TV on your iPod. So I was watching The Office, but then I was reading some books, and I was reading like mainly women's fiction. Then I didn't read Twilight for some reason, but I did read Hunger Games. And 50 Shades I read, but I didn't realize like it was like there was romance, you know. Like I just felt it was like I was just reading what was popular. And so an episode that I shared a few months ago, or last month, was the episode that shifted everything about my reading life. So I had a podcast that was self-help, and I was involved in the fitness community and the healthy living community at the time. And so this episode we recorded and we talk about adult reading, and I was like, oh, this is kind of like fun. Like, you know, I like reading, like I enjoy it, but I didn't consider it like it's a hobby. And so April shared with me like places where to get recommendations. She gave me some YA recommendations, which was a little interesting at the time, but she shared to go to YouTube for recommendations. And so I did, and I discovered a listicle of a new adult. And I was like, oh, these books sound interesting. I wanted to preface, before I worked from between 2003 to 2012 in a college setting. Like, I was an administrator in a college, so I was, like, all about the college experience. Like, I was, like, I had a really good experience in college, and I worked on it, helping others have a great experience in college. So anything about college, I was trash for. So New Adult was perfect for me. So I started reading The Deal, and then I read Serena Bowen, and then I read Addicted to You by Kristen Becker Ritchie, and then I read, like, pretty much every listicle that was out there, Kay Tucker. Her 10 Tiny Breaths was another series. And then I just grew up to On Doubling Street by Samantha Young. So I grew up like reading like all these different listicle, like different books. And so once I started reading romance, I couldn't stop. And so mind you, I had a job where I was like reading all day long. My job was like really easy. Like I had a job that was like 2 hours worth of work, and I was just reading on my phone. And so I was just consuming like a book a day at the time. So I read between May to December 2016. I read 275 books. Then in 2017, I read like 360 something books. And I was like all about romance. Like it was just like whatever was popular, or I'll discover an author and I'll binge on their list, or I'll try to like look for it was popular on BookTube. I was just reading, consuming them. So I was reading mainly indies, and then in 2018 things shifted. I started this podcast. I think I started this podcast in 2017, 2018, late that game. And then I started getting involved in the book community with Bookstagram a little bit more. And then I started to see, like, how do I get free books? Like, you know, like, this is what you do for. And so I started getting free books from Traditional Publish, and I was, like, reading for that. And so my reading slowed down quite a bit, but I was reading more popular books or more traditionally published books. And so what is coming to terms is 2020 was a year where I was like, I like it, but I don't love it as much as I was loving 2017, 2016, where I was reading a lot of indies and a lot of, like, new adult and new, like, books that I was loving. And so in 2020, I started reading indies again. And as you probably noticed with the author interviews, I've started inviting indie authors to come on the show. That was a conscious choice. It was a conscious choice, and at the same time, it was an accident. Like, I just realized, was like, oh, I haven't paid attention to that. And it barked so much joy, so I'm just going to bring it in. And so I asked my friend Kelly from Boobies and Newbies after she was on the show. I was like, so how do you get the indies to come on the show? And so she connected with me with Valentine PR, and it's been a dream working with them. So I really love working with Valentine. I love promoting their titles. They have the best authors out there, and they're so great to work with. And so you'll get to see more indies coming in. It's a little bit mix of match of both. So that's a long-winded story about my Roman's origin story and how I'm reading. So let's see. So the next question is, if you could be a Roman's heroine in a Roman's novel, who will be the author and what one trope you insist in the story? So I would say, like, it's Gilded Age, New York City. I would say 1895, set up the time. And somehow I find myself in a place where I just need to fake an engagement with my brother's best friend. Although, not my brother's best friend. My real brother's best friend, no. But, like, in the book, brother's best friend, who's really hot and who's really great. But we also have enemies to lovers who bicker at each other. So we would have that opportunity to just kind of, like, we would have to pretend we like each other, and then we develop feelings. Oh, so good. And then we finally have to get married. Oh, marriage to Venus. Like, just add it on to the stuff. So, and the author, because she writes Gilded Age in New York City, I would say Joanna Shea will be the author. So, yeah, fake relationship meets brother's best friends meets marriage to convenience. Count me in. So, the next question is, what's wrong with you read this year that you want more people to read? So from this category, I want to share two quirky romance books that I read. And they're not your typical rom-com. They're probably not for everyone, but I think they should be highlighted as, like, just quirky, different books. And they're delightful. And they're charming. And so the first one, Second First Impressions by Sally Thorne. So I really love this book. I really love it more than The Hating Game. And I love The Hating Game. But, like, I just love Second First Impressions. Was just, like, it was a sleeper hit. Like, it was just, like, quiet and subtle. And it's just, like, delightful. And, like, it has tortoise. And they're, like, it is, like, Return of the Villa. Oh, so good. So, it's not for everyone. Don't expect to be this reading The Hating Game. This is not The Hating Game. It is, I think, Friends to Lovers, I think I would consider it, but it's just delightful. And the second one that I would suggest reading is Twice Shy by Sarah Rowell. And so, a note about this book. So, I would say the first half of the book, I was annoyed at it. I was like, why am I reading about cleaning? Because they were cleaning this house. They were, like, removing stuff, they're doing all stuff, but somehow it grew out of it, and it was a sleeper hit. Like, I realized, I was like, oh, he's grumpy, she's sunshine, there's daydreaming, there's shyness, there's social anxiety. And so I found it at the end was really delightful to read, but they're quirky, so they're different books to read. So they might not be for everyone, but just give them a try. So, the next question is, what is your favorite romance subgenre, and what is the subgenre you have not read much from? So the favorite subgenre right now is contemporary. I have read about 40 something books or almost 50 books, and majority are contemporary. I think there might be, like, one fantasy, like, two YA, or no, there's more, a little bit more YA, but there's only, like, two historical romance. I track all the reader, and so I'll do some, at the end of the year, I'll give you some stats of what I write, because I've been tracking it. So I would say contemporary is my favorite. It's, like, the go-to genre right now. It's not my favorite. It's just, like, what I'm reading right now. what I hope to read is historical romance, because I want to do some fun episodes about historical romance, like hidden gems, like new authors you should check out. And then the genre that I really want to read the most is fantasy and paranormal. I want to read fantasy romance because I really love fantasy. Like, that's what I grew up with. That's what I enjoy doing. Like, if it wasn't women's fiction, I was reading fantasy YA. So I really want to read some fantasy romance where there's, like, some high heat and there's some enjoying and world building. And some paranormal, too. Like, some vampires. Count me in. And so, yeah, there's a couple series I want to read, like Side Changing series, the Guild Hunter series by Nillian Singh. That's one of them. There's actually Armor Promised by Fire by Minda Boucher that Melissa from the podcast that we did a few months ago, she shared that was her gateway drug to romance. And so I really want to read those books. So we shall see. I'll keep you posted. Who is your romance autobiography author? So I would say there is two authors that I look for every year for new releases, and that is Lauren Lane and Christina Lauren. I have read most of the backlist. I think I may have like one or two books left over from the backlist, and I'm just saving them for a rainy day. And so, funny enough, they are starting to publish less books this coming year, and I'm like disappointed. I'm like, I want to read more. So I have two books left over, like their new releases, like To Start With Love by Lauren Lane and The Soulmate Equation by Christina Lauren. I have them ready to read the next month or so, because they're coming to a show or maybe promoting it in some way. But I'm excited about it. But I'm like, at the same time, kind of sad because there won't be a new book coming out. So I have to wait. So there we go. Okay, the next question is, how do you typically find romance recommendations? So, I find them through YouTube. So, while I work from home. I've been working from home for almost a year. And so, what I do is that I go to my go-to romance creator channels, like Justin from Smart Women's Read Romance. She has a channel, Peace Love Book, Jessica from Peace Love Books. She has a channel. Bree from Love and Other Words, Izzy for Happy For Now. Those channels I go to and I look for recommendations or watch your videos. So those are some of the places that I do. I'm really lucky enough that I get pitched to a lot of authors to come on the show. So I hear about books that are coming up really early on, either because I may have found out through Ignite Gallery or publishers know that they have to book it earlier than they're supposed to. So I get pitched to a lot of books. So I get to be in the know what's happening and what's coming up. So for new releases, I'm lucky enough that I get access to a lot of books before that. So this podcast has helped me a lot. What is an upcoming romance release that you're excited for? So this one is a little cheat. So I'm just going to share a book that I already read that comes out this summer that I feel like everyone should read this. And it's Neon Gods by Katie Roberts. I think I've read a couple of Katie Roberts and I was like, oh, they're fine. It's okay. It's a high heat, you know, whatever. But Neon Gods is like, he doesn't Persephone, he's Luritali with the cinnamon roll hero. And it's just delightful. It is so good. It's a book that I didn't think it was saw coming. So it reminded me of A Court of Mist and Fury. And I love A Court of Mist and Fury, but I love Neon Gods even better. So if you like A Court of Mist and Fury, I would say try Neon Gods. It's like, it's just as good. And I realized that I love Hades and Persephone's retellings, and so I'm looking forward to Lore Olympus that's coming out this fall to get it so I can see the webtoon, and I'm looking forward to reading a couple of retellings that I've found. So maybe I'll do a listicle for you. Maybe I'll do an episode about Hades and Persephone's retellings. Would that be fun? Would you be interested? Keep me posted. Okay, so the next one is, what is one misconception about romance that you would like to lay to rest? I would say the expectation, I think people think that romance is porn and like it has unrealistic expectations and all these different things. I'm like, it's not. There's, first of all, there's no romance for everyone. There's different levels of esteem and high heat. There's pleasure romance that don't have anything or, you know, or just a kiss. Or they might not even have anything, you know? And there's, like, high heat where there's, like, everything happening. And there's a little bit of everything. But there's something for you, for everyone. So I would say If you haven't given it a try, just give it a try. If you feel like you're not comfortable reading about sex scenes, you can skip them over. I do them all the time. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to read about sex. So I just skip them up. I get the most out of it and just move forward. And other times I'm like, yes, give me all the steam. So I'll read them up. So it's all for, there's a little bit of for everyone. So I would say, give it a try. See if you like it. I think you're going to love it. Who is the most romance reader, content creator that you came across that you like to give a shout out? So these are some podcast recommendations and some books and art recommendations. So the podcast recommendations are Brie and Sarah from Categorically Romance. They share about podcasts about category romance of Harlock and Mills and Boons. So, and there's, if you like romance and you like quirky romance reads, like you can read them in an afternoon, I would say read some Harlequins. They're trope-tastic. There's like, you know what you're going to expect. You get a quick read, like it's like 200, no more than 280 pages or something like that. And you just get like a good romance. So Brie and Sarah are diving into that world, telling you all about different lines because there's a line for everyone. And there is so much romance there. So I would say Brie and Sarah from Catgirl Romance is one of them. My friend Kelly from Boobies and Newbies podcast, where she introduces newbies to romance and talk about them and dive into them. I love her episodes. They're like fun. She does have little, nice mix between indies and traditional publish. She does some author newbies. So if you want to check it out, like I would say Kelly Newbies and Newbies is amazing. So those are two podcasts I would say just recommend. In terms of bookstagrammers and bloggers, I would say these bookstagrammers have a blog. So Tatch from Readaholic 19, she's been on the show multiple times. She's for the delightful. Katie and Kalisa from K Square Reads, they have been on the show multiple times. They're fine. Sarah from Really Into This has a blog as well as a podcast. No, she doesn't have a podcast. She has a blog and she has a bookstagram account. And she's like one of my best friends. So I love talking to her. And Amy from Novel Gossip. So if you're looking for Roman reviews, like long form reviews, Novel Gossip is just like the God's word. Like she's like so good about them. So, and she reads other genres other than romance. So she reads some thrillers, she reads some romance fiction. So if you need some diversity of content, Novel Gossip, Amy is the person to go to. So if someone has never read a romance before and you would like to recommend a list of first romance that come to mind, that's a place to start. What would those recommendations be? Okay, so I actually have different lists of different people. But I think I'm going to do the ones that I'm like, I always say that I love, they're easy to do, and there's a mix of like high heat or not high heat. So the first one is A Deal by Elle Kennedy. This was my gateway drug. I think this is the first romance I read. And it has fake relationship, it's high heat, it's hockey romance, it's college. So, so good. So that's one thing. I would say if you like the illustrated covers or cutesy and stuff, and you want some high heat and cinema role hero, I would say The Kiss Quotient is like pretty woman retelling, gender swap with it. So it's a fun one. I listened to it and the audio is delightful. There's some themes, so don't listen to it at work like I did. But it was really good. So, and then the final one is A Closed Door Romance, but it's by one of my favorite authors, which is Lauren Lane. That's Married to Madison Avenue, and that's a fake engagement. And it's just, like, so much fun. So, it's book three in the series, but you get the hint of what happens in the previous books in this book. So, it's not, you can read this as a standalone, and it's just the life hold. So, awesome. So those are the questions. So thank you, Brie, for putting together this romance reader tag. I hope you enjoyed this type of episode. I may try to do a few more of these, like just off the cuff recommendations and like talk about, you know, my journey and my reading taste and all these different things. I hope you like it. So thank you, Brie, for putting this tag. I'll link all the different episodes in the show notes. So feel free to share it and talk to each other. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit watchreadnextblog.com. The Watch Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.